Christian. Now you'll see Christ as he is. You won't be able to keep it quiet. You'll see yourself as you are, as a poor lost sinner, deserving of his condemnation. But oh, to see his forgiveness, to see his grace, to see his mercy, to see his work, Christ and him crucified. That's where this matter of salvation was settled, dear friends, for sinners. Any that God has saved, he saved there at the cross. He put away their sin. And in one simultaneous action, he took that very righteous obedience of Christ and put it to the account of everyone that God purposed to save, that God might be just and justifier. That's Christ and him crucified. All this talk today about, well, you know, faith is your part and Christ's work is his part. Lop the head off of the body and then tell that body to do something. Is there any life without the head? When Christ commands us to believe, there are many that hear that command and never respond, never will. Why? Well, because they're not attached to the head. But I'll tell you, when Christ comes and even thinks the word, faith, believe, that sinner's going to believe. Why? Because with it, he gives life. That command comes from the head. That's the only reason I know that I stand before you today as a believer. I read this word for years and thought I was believing until the head, Christ, showed me that what I called belief was not, it was a false profession. He's the one that turned this heart. He's the one that granted me repentance. It came from the head. That's why Christ said, without me, ye can do nothing. You can do nothing.
When it says here, all thy commandments are righteousness, it's not just the letter of the law. It's the spirit of the law. And so the Lord says to them, if you ever said to somebody, Raka, which means thou fool. Now here's where we can all fess up to being murderers. Because the last person that cut you off while you were trying to get someplace, whether you came out of your mouth or not, probably if you're by yourself in the vehicle, it did come out of your mouth. But if you're sitting with somebody, you're thinking, so-and-so is sitting, I better not say what I'm thinking. But in my mind, I'm thinking, you stupid idiot. And maybe even some stronger language than that. The Lord says, even that thought is murder. Because, given the opportunity, that's what they call road rage. Given the opportunity, you would go after them. Haven't you ever sped up to get on the tail of somebody? Am I just talking to myself here? Chasing them down? You don't know what you're going to do if you caught them, but I mean, that's that anger that's just like, who are you? All of God's commandments are righteousness. Every bit of what we think or do is nothing but condemnable before a holy God. And yet, this is the beauty of Christ working out this righteousness, is that he did not minimize in one iota any commandment. He obeyed it in the letter. He obeyed it in word. You think about the contradiction of sinners against himself. Yet he opened not his mouth, but more so in spirit.